chose the music today?
Mike.
Good choices,
good
buddy.
Good job, Mike.
Upbeat and fun.
Do you know who this is? I would be a little surprised if you do.
I don't.
I don't see you as a Rolling Stones fan.
Oh, I recognize the song, of course. I'm a girl of the 70s. What can I say?
I don't see you being a big Mick Jagger. You're the Elvis
So how
type.
Much of the...
we learned a few weeks ago.
How much of the 70s do you remember?
Plenty, thank you very much.
Just check it.
Thanksgiving's coming up. We were talking, and if you missed it in the Garden Hour, about places to get turkeys locally. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Don't buy them frozen. A lot of these places I could see being sold out on orders.
Yeah.
So it may be a little late. You had found Desert Oasis and Buckeye Mom. Eatwild.com. Eatwild.com. Go to Arizona, and in the meat section, if you will, you know, not every one of these here listed has turkeys. A lot of them are beef, a lot of them are pork, but there's three on there, especially if you're in southern Arizona. Most of these were around the Wilcox, Safford area. Great, or if you want to drive down there, you know, that's not that far to drive. No. Apple Annie's, I'm sure, would be a great time to hit that and do the, I don't know, I'm sure
the whole gathering day
down there.
Fun.
Well, kind of nice to buy local too, support the local economy,
you
and you know,
absolutely
goes a long way. So
that's a new website I had not found.
That's kind of like going out and get a Christmas tree, you know.
Betcha.
go out and get yourself a turkey.
That's right.
What a hoot.
It is a hoot.
Well, you can't talk granite without talking to homeowners. We've got the calls lined up, so let's see if we can help them real quick. Eileen, welcome to the program. How may we help you?
Hi, longtime listener. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
I have granite, which I love. It's 14 years old in my kitchen. I cook constantly, so it does get a lot of wear and tear, but I take care of it. I'm gentle with it. I don't put hot things on it, as you're told you can do. I don't scrape it.
Good for you.
But my problem is I have an undermount sink that I love, but it's porcelain, and it has seen its day. I've kept it in good shape. However, it's almond. It's time to go. And I've been told it's almost impossible to get the porcelain undermount out from under the granite, without taking sections of the granite out, which, as you know, I'll never be able to match, or mm-hmm. B, ruining the granite totally if someone tries to cut, you know, pieces out to keep it.
Eileen, what you say you want to replace the sink? Are you what do you want? What's wrong with it? Is it chipped? Is it just stained? Is it scratched?
It has a little chip. It's 14 years old. It's almond. So okay. Although I maintain it, it looks really good for most sinks this age.
Mm-hmm.
However, it's time to go. It has it's beginning to get to the point a little stain.
Eileen, there are companies that can refinish and re-porcelain that sink and make it look like brand new without removing it from underneath that granite.
Really? Now, I had a guy out, and he said that with the undermount like that, he wouldn't be able to get up all the way under the granite to refinish it.
Well, they can pull the caulking out between the sink and the granite on the bottom side there.
Sure.
and get, you know, it's not going to be 100%. It's not going to be like a brand new sink, but it'll probably be like 97%.
Sure.
So you may have something you might want to overlook, you know, a little flaw here, a little flaw there, based
sure.
on the fact that it's a better alternative than. Yes, you can change the sinks. You have to get a sink that is exactly the same make and model as the one you have now, so it doesn't affect the cutout.
What were you hoping to replace this sink with?
With a heavy-duty stainless sink.
Oh.
My thought was, could they go underneath the sink and cut it out, cut the porcelain sink?
And then put a top mount? I don't see why not.
Correct.
Yeah. I don't see why not. And that's actually what I was going to suggest. If you were just heart set on getting rid of that porcelain, just cut the porcelain out and put a top mount in, which it sounds like you're looking for anyway. I don't see why not.
Not as long as you've got the clearance underneath. Absolutely. I guess I was off base with my assumption of what you were looking to do, Eileen. I'm sorry.
But there are great Todd's Porcelain we've used for 20
absolutely.
Plus years. Great company. They can do their best to refinish it, but... any type of porcelain, but man, if you're going stainless top mount, cut it out and go for it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's a lot easier said than done. You're going to have to completely rearrange your plumbing underneath because those I guarantee you, aren't going to line up. So you're going to have to redo all of your drainage is reworked.
And your faucet location and the existing sink cutout for your granite may not coincide with a new sink design. So there's a lot of different things that still need to be taken into consideration when you're talking about a swap like that.
Right. I've never done it, but I wouldn't be afraid to tackle it.
I wouldn't either. I'm not sure who, right off the top of my head,
to refer her to.
Who would cut the bottom of that porcelain sink out? Would that be a plumber? Who would we refer her to for that?
I'd say anyone with protective eyewear and a grinder. You know, cut it in three or four sections. I wouldn't cut it all the way straight around. I'd probably do a few.
You know who the first guy I'd call was? Sheldon Babcock. Babcock, yep. Plumbing.
Let's do that too, because she wants to make sure it's going to all work before she starts cutting away at that old sink, right?
Call Sheldon Babcock.
It's 480-425-3535.
He can come out and take a look at it for you and give you his professional feel of what needs to be done there.
And if you take before and after pictures for us, Eileen, to have for reference in future, we'll come over. You said you cook a lot. We'll come over and eat one of your meals for you.
We'll sample that new install.
Roland and Gilbert, welcome to the program on Granite Countertops.
Good morning.
Yes, sir.
I don't know if this, I think this granite is man-made, but right around the faucet, the finish has disappeared. It's really rough. I thought it might have been a calcium buildup. I tried a little CLR on it, just in one little spot. That didn't bubble or foam or do anything. So I think it's just the finish has disappeared.
And is on the
finished that.
Is it on the granite or the faucet?
The granite.
And is it's white?
It's real light colored. It's got big chunks scattered through it that have been, you know. That's why I think it's a man-made product rather
Is that deposit that you're looking at built up on top of the countertop material, or is it down in the surface of the material itself?
Down in the surface of the material.
Okay. The minerals and the hard water have probably eaten into that material. Probably not going to be able to build that back up. I don't know what what your countertop material is.
He feels it's granite, but he said man-made. I mean, technically, we had to cut it out of the earth.
So yeah, granite's not man-made. It's naturally occurring. I mean, it's a rock.
I'd encourage him to send you a picture.
I would send me a picture at info@rosianahouse.com. Roland, and a couple of different pictures from like 6-8 inches away, maybe a foot away. Let's take a look at it. Maybe take one of the field of the tile, too, so we can determine maybe a little bit closer, you know, what the material is. And send us that email. We'll take a look and sniff around with some of our granite guys and see what they have to say about it.
And we're talking that solid surfaces is the industry term. Solid surface, solid surface, solid surface.
Correct.
Well, I tell you what, you don't get any more solid than concrete.
No. That's the ultimate right there.
And we have our man Danny Gutierrez on with us again. He's going to talk about options that QuickCrete has for somebody that wants. You want to talk about a countertop that'll last a lifetime?
Oh, boy.
That'll last a lifetime.
And there's some beautiful ones out there, too.
Good morning, Danny.
Good morning, Romy. Thanks for having me on your show again. And before I get started, I just want to remind your listeners that QuickCrete's been around for over 70 years. We actually have over 200 building and home improvement products available from more than 90 plants across the U.S. And I'm excited that you guys are talking about countertops. You know, concrete is a great alternative. It's extremely durable, and you can get as artistic and decorative as possible with it. We actually have a QuickCrete product called our QuickCrete Countertop Mix. And this is a pre-blended mix. So everything is in the bag. All you need to do is add water to it and mix it. It's high strength. It's flowable. It's designed specifically for precast and cast-in-place concrete countertops. It actually has a super plasticizer in it that minimizes the needs for the mechanical vibration and reduces the shrinkage cracks.
And when you talked about having art and design, is this a colored product or are there color additives I can include in this?
Well, we actually have it available in gray and also in a white tint base. So like any concrete, you can incorporate color. We actually sell our 10-ounce liquid color in 5 different colors, but you could incorporate any of the powdered, dry powdered colors, pigments out there. You can incorporate aggregate. You know, you can get as decorative and creative as possible. You can stain it after the fact.
And something on the exterior, I mean, that's this probably maybe not the first time do-it-yourself in a kitchen application, but you could practice outside.
I was just thinking exactly the same thing. You could set up a sample form outside.
That would be cheap. And, I mean, a bag of a Quikrete mix to practice with. Man, you could...
Yep.
For $100, you could almost become an artesian concrete designer in your backyard.
And you could, you know, two or three different samples and colors and patterns, and you could go crazy with that stuff. Danny, after you would place that concrete countertop, what kind of sealing needs to take place on top of that?
Well, you got to remember, before you get to the sealing part, you want to cure it. You know,
sure.
I would recommend 18 hours. It's critical to cure it. You know, to increase the strength and durability.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you can remove the forms in 18 hours. So once you've done that, then sealing it is just critical because, you know, just for sanitary purposes, if this is a countertop, you know, you want to make sure you have it sealed.
Mm-hmm.
And we recommend that you use our high-solid, high-gloss acrylic sealer. We have that available. Or you could also use, like, a food-safe wax.
And that's a product we were – all the fallacies or the imperfections or the weaknesses of countertops, heat and water. I mean, that's not going to affect this product.
No, concrete would stand up to just about anything you can subject it to. Isn't that right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's designed to last for years and years. And like I said, you know, the beauty of it is you can polish it. You can expose the aggregate. I've seen homeowners and contractors alike broadcast, you know, really nice aggregate into it.
Mm-hmm.
You can acid stain it. We have our new decorative line available. You can just get as creative as possible. And like I said, it's really customer friendly. Try it out in your backyard on a barbecue island or maybe even for benches, you know, little retaining walls, but a little bench tops, you know.
At the Concrete World Decor, or the Concrete Decor magazine, does an annual show, and there I got some glow-in-the-dark crystals for concrete that the sun charges, and at night it glows all night. It was blue and green, and we poured the countertop and trowed this on the finished surface, so all night long you can see your countertop. It was kind of trick.
And where did you use that?
The laundry room where no one could see it in case it turned out horrible. But the little skylight charges.
Oh, okay, okay. So your confidence level with that product, you needed.
Like I said, that's not a first time in the kitchen application.
No, you want to practice.
Danny Gutierrez of Quikrete. You can find it anywhere. Concrete is sold, including Belgard, Border Marvel, and Cohills. Mm-hmm. Drozy on the house.